When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner the Prize, The Sipless, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 2-on-2. My name is DeAndre Robson, and if you ever thought, what is the best TV show of the 80s? We have a bracket for that. And these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Starting with Amanda.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me, Dre. I'm excited to talk about 80 shows. I really didn't even look at the bracket because I wanted it to be a surprise. So I'm ready.
All right. And Casey.
Hello, everybody. And if you have ever watched me and Amanda do a 2-on-2 before, you know that there's about ready to be some shenanigans and a whole lot of "I fucking hate you" come out of her mouth. So,
what's going to be interesting to me is seeing if Dre has to break ties, because a lot of these shows I feel like are before Dre's time or when Dre was a small child. So it's going to be interesting.
A wee little leprechaun.
We got like 10 years on him.
Okay. All right. So that being said, listen. If you follow the Masturbators crew and all kind of good stuff, Twitter and kind of like that, we have done the 80s, 90s, and 2000 JV and varsity movies. And somebody said, well, why not do TV? I said, why not do TV? So we are doing the TV shows as well. So we do have an 80s JV and varsity. We have a 90s JV and varsity. I'm working on a 2000 JV and varsity. And we will also have a 2010s JV and varsity as well. Okay. That's right now. The 90s one, is what is these rankings come from IMDb because I did not do Rotten Tomatoes this time because legitimately every cartoon Rotten Tomatoes is 100%. Really, real shit. And that's because it's Rotten Tomatoes.
But I hate to say 90s without Jerry, and The Real World.
Well, I'm okay with both, either or. I mean, Jerry, I kind of agree with you. Real World.
When I was a teenager, The Real World, that first season, that was the shit.
But so here's how this goes. So they decided to do the 80s varsity bracket. I took the most popular TV shows on the IMDb bad database, and then I re-ranked them with the IMDb score and got this right here. So how this works is the highest seed will all play a low seed. There will be a bye in the fourth round of the quarterfinals. There will be a third place game. There's four play-in games. You both will pick one, and that one will move on. And if there's a tiebreaker, I'm always the tiebreaker. All right? You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Ladies first. Amanda, pick one out of these four for the play-in.
Okay.
Perfect Strangers, 1986. Designing Women, 1986. 21 Jump Street, 1987. Or Murder, She Wrote, 1984.
Are you fucking kidding me? Those four are play-ins?
Those four are play-ins.
And watch some stupid ass shit like that shopping cart show be one of the ones on the. Oh my god!
First of all, Shop Tea and Drop is not on here, but it definitely should, because Shop Tea and Drop is an underrated game show. I love shopping.
Personally, attacked Dre with.
I'm not mad at Dre. I just don't understand. These are four epic shows of the 80s. I'm gonna go with Designing Women because that can't not be on there.
Okay. Casey, you have to go Perfect Strangers, 21 Jump Street, or Murder, She Wrote.
He's going to choose between two of his absolute favorites right now.
I do, literally. Like, Perfect Strangers was, like, one of the shows that helped launch TGIF. And then 21 Jump Street is post Nightmare on Elm Street, Johnny Depp. Fuck me.
I can't believe this. Okay.
This I feel personally literally sucks
already.
Dirty ass.
Just go with Jump Street. You can do it.
Can I, though? As much as I love Perfect Strangers, they're almost on the same level for me. I'm going to go with the one that made me laugh more, though, Perfect Strangers.
All right. So, Perfect Strangers and Designing Women moves on. However, though, I need to put them in order. So, Casey, pick between Perfect Strangers and Designing Women. They both moved on, but I got to.
I go with Perfect Strangers ahead of Designing Women.
Amanda?
Designing Women. I think it's funnier.
All right.
So and Dre gets to break the tie.
I know where it goes. So, again, they both moved on. I just got to put them in the right order. All right. So, Amanda, your first number one. In the middle,
cartoon,
right.
No,
it's not a cartoon. Number one, The Joy of Painting, 1983. The Bob Ross Russell show. The Joy of Painting, 1983, or number 100. Hey Dude, 1989.
I don't want to do this anymore. This is already stupid. My going like to Hey matchup. Dude. I love Bob Ross, but Hey Dude was one of my favorite shows, one of my all-time favorite shows. So.
Casey?
Yeah, same thing. Bob Ross is fucking iconic, but I remember Sunday nights sitting at home waiting for fucking 6 o'clock to roll around so I could watch fucking Hey Dude.
That's where we got Christine, what's her name? The first, Ben Stiller's wife.
Yeah,
that was her very first thing.
So, before we go on, I need to take this little caveat that I did say in the chat, so we'll make sure again so everybody else knows. When we say 1980s, that's when it premieres. Yeah. So technically, if you might think the show was a 90s show, and it probably is. Yeah. But if it premiered in 1980, is in the 80s bracket. I want to say that right now.
That's so what that I was being, thinking. Hey Dude's a 90s show, but yeah. I'll take it.
With that being said, Casey, number two, Seinfeld, 1989, versus number 99, Kids Incorporated, 1984.
No. If there's any iconicness to Seinfeld, it didn't come until the 90s anyway, so I'm not going to give it a vote. And I remember watching Kids Incorporated on Disney Channel when I was a kid, and Kids Incorporated gave us Fergie before Fergie was Fergalicious. So, Kids Incorporated.
Amanda.
I think she was probably Fergalicious even back then. Yeah, definitely Kids Incorporated. That was so 80s for me.
Oh, shit.
Fergie was 80s.
Kids Incorporated moves on, but God of Truth, I would have picked Seinfeld.
It's a 90s show to me. If it comes down to that, I'm going to pick what feels more 80s to me.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right. Amanda, number three, Dragon Ball Z, 1989. And rest in peace to his creator, who passed away a couple weeks ago. Verse number 98, Garfield and Friends, 1988.
Garfield and Friends, absolutely. Saturday morning greatest.
Casey.
Yeah, I was never as big of a Dragon Ball fan, so I'll go Garfield.
All right. Casey, number four, The Simpsons, 1989. Verse number 97, America's Most Wanted, 1988.
There are a lot of shows from 89 in here that debuted in 89, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, up until like 87, there was only three television channels anyway.
That's true.
What was the first one again?
The Simpsons versus America Most Wanted.
Oh, never mind. Battle of Fox. Simpsons moves on.
And Amanda?
I'm sure the Simpsons will move on, but I'm picking America's Most Wanted. It's more 80s to me.
Yeah, I'm going Simpsons there.
No, I'm not mad at it.
I'm not the biggest Simpsons fan. I just don't like cop shows. Reality cop shows. So I'll never pick it.
Hey, I think America's Most Wanted probably saved some lives. It wasn't it was a real, like, hey, these are the people on our list. Go find them.
The Simpsons will play Designing Women in the next round. Amanda, number five, Star Trek, The Next Generation, 1987. Oh, wait, I messed up. That got to go. Sorry. Number six, Star Trek Next Generation, 1987, versus number 96, Galactica, 1980. Like, the name of the show is Galactica, 1980.
I'll go with Star Trek because I know that one. I don't think that one.
Same.
And Star Trek will play Perfect Strangers in the next round. Casey, number six, Frontline, 1983. Written number 95, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, 1981.
Oh, wow.
Spider-Man.
Amanda?
Sure. I'll go with Spider-Man.
That was the very old one. Spider-Man. That was the
Spider-Pig, Spider-Pig, does whatever Spider-Pig does.
Casey, number seven, American Experience. No, sorry, Amanda, number seven, American Experience, 1987. Verse number 94, Mama's Family, 1983.
The fuck is American Experience? And we couldn't get Murder, She Wrote in 21. Okay. Mama's Family. Mama's Family was hilarious.
And Casey?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Upper Class, Rednecks, Mama's Family.
It was a documentary series about America.
Was it on OETA? It sounds like one of those shows, Channel 13.
I don't know, but it's up there.
Casey knows about Channel
13. Casey, number eight, Mystery Science Theater 3000, 1988. Version number 93, Family Ties, 1982.
It is probably a good thing that it's Amanda and I on this show and not Harvey, because Harvey'd be having a goddamn cow with some of these freaking shows.
That's why I want him on here.
This one hurts my feelings.
It really does, because I don't think Family Ties should be ranked this low in the freaking bracket. But it's one of my all-time favorite TV shows, period, let alone from the 80s, so Family Ties.
Amanda.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Alex P. Keaton. But damn it, I could have Mystery Science Theater for another round. It sucks.
Yeah.
What would you have picked, Dre, if I had made you break the tie?
Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, okay. Thought about doing that, but that wouldn't.
Amanda, number nine, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, 1985.
Yes.
Version number 92, Remington Steele, 1982.
Oh yeah, Alfred Hitchcock. Remington Steele was me.
Casey.
Yeah, it's Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
And Alfred Hitchcock Presents will play Hey Dude.
No!
Casey. Casey, number 10, Robotech, 1985.
Who?
Version number 91, V, 1984.
V?
Yeah.
V. I know neither one of these shows.
I know about the remake. The remake was actually wasn't that bad of a TV show, actually. But Casey picked V, so Amanda?
I'll go V.
Sure, why not?
All right.
Always pick the
with Robert Englund before Freddy Krueger.
It's about aliens. Basically. Amanda, number 11, Reading Rainbow, 1983. Birth number 90, The Greatest American Hero, 1981.
Who the hell made these damn rankings?
Why am I getting stabbed in the chest and we just started?
Yeah, I'm going with Reading Rainbow. The way through the first round.
Casey, she's going with Reading Rainbow.
I'm going to be an ass. Fucking greatest American hero. Go ahead and break it, Dre.
And Reading Rainbow moves on. That was easy for me. Howard, though. Howard, though, Reading Rainbow will play Kiss Incorporated in the next round.
Ooh.
Casey.
Unfortunately, we did make these rankings for the second round, though.
Casey, number 12, Police Squad, 1982. Verse number 89, Out of This World, 1987.
I don't like this show anymore. Out of This World, I believe. No.
Is that the one with the robot girl?
That's what I thought it was, but I don't think it is. I think that's Small Wonder.
Oh, that is Small Wonder. Okay, I don't know Out of This World then. Is Small Wonder on here? I
love that show. The synopsis for Google for Out of This World, a teenager starts to develop powers inherited from her alien father. Hmm. That's what it says.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right. So Casey picked Out of This World.
Sounds good. Amanda, to me.
Police Squad or Out of This World?
I was too young for Police Squad.
Okay. But Police Squad, man, it gave us Naked Gun.
Oh.
All it has.
Oh, freaking duh. I didn't even.
Well, you said you don't like police shows, so I was trying to think of you.
No. I like reality police shows.
Oh.
For sitcoms, I'm okay with. Reality shows, like cops in America's Most Wanted. I would never do that.
Otherwise, he would hate Family Matters because Carl Winslow was a cop.
Basically. Casey, number 13, The Wonder Years, 1988.
Yes.
Verse number 88, Spencer for Hire, 1985.
Well, it's not Spencer for Hire. It's The Wonder Years. I keep waiting when you say the good shows in the beginning.
It's going to be up against another.
Shoot a drop because there's going to be something else good that comes along. So when you said Spencer Pryor, I was like, yes! Easily I can vote for The Wonder Years.
Amanda.
I can bow with help from my friends. Yeah, definitely Wonder Years.
Oh, I need a little. I love that fucking song.
Yes, it's so good.
The Wonder Years will play Garfield and Friends in the next round.
Oh, I'll miss you, Garfield.
Amanda, number 14, Jeopardy, 1984. Verse number 87, Unsolved Mysteries, 1987.
Are you shitting my face?
moving on. I may start saying that from right now. My line is usually, are you joking my face? I say that all the time.
Oh no, I had to be more inappropriate because this matchup sucks.
I am gonna go with Unsolved Mysteries.
Casey.
Sucks, but yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries. But god damn it, Jeopardy's out in the first round.
Jeopardy's out in the first round.
Jeopardy's still on. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true.
Jeopardy's out. I'm okay with leaving it out.
All right, Casey. Number 15, Fairy Tale Theater. And fairies, F-A-E-R-I-E. 1982. Version number 86, Square Pegs. 1982.
I'll go with Square Pegs.
Amanda.
I'm getting more and more angry as this goes on that these stupid ass shows are in here. Square Pegs.
I mean, yeah, I need 104 of them. What? I need 104 of them. And Casey's right. Y'all only had like three or four channels. So some of these motherfuckers could.
Okay, well then put in Murder, She Wrote, and let's make that move on.
Amanda, number 16, Crime Story, 1986. Verse number 85, Monsters, 1988.
Monsters. I don't know either of these shows.
Monsters is close to it's similar to our generation's version of fucking the Munsters.
I don't. Monsters.
Is it like a Munsters ripoff?
No, it's a horror. It's a horror TV show for them. Let one for three seasons.
All right, we'll go with that.
It's all about different monsters.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Yeah. Is it streaming?
is it streaming? It is on Tubi for free, actually.
Ooh.
Oh,
adding that to my list. Okay.
Right. All right, Monsters moves on. Amanda, number 17, Tour Duty, 1987. Verse number 84, the all-new Mickey Mouse Club, 1989.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Casey?
Yeah, Mickey.
All right, Casey. Number 18, American Masters, 1985. Verse number 83, Beetlejuice, 1989. The cartoon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about
that. I remember that cartoon. A couple episodes.
I won't vote against Beetlejuice, even if the cartoon's not as good as the movie.
Oh, so, definitely not.
What is
Beetlejuice?
Movie's iconic.
Hopefully the sequel.
Amanda?
Beetlejuice. Yeah, I'll vote for Beetlejuice.
Amanda, number 19, It's Your Move, 1984. Birth number 82, Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, 1986.
I guess we'll go with Glow.
And Casey?
Yeah, because you know good and hell well what Dre and I would have voted for anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Glow.
However, though, the remake is actually pretty good. And the remake's on Netflix. Netflix original.
Okay, I've seen that show, a little bit of it.
Yeah, more the history of the fictionalized history of the organization. Yeah. But yeah, I love the Netflix show.
Casey, number 20, China Beach, 1988.
Ooh,
first that. Number 81, Misfits of Science, 1985.
Okay. Yeah, China Beach.
Amanda?
Yeah, I'll say China Beach. Also, if we're not getting Dynasty Knots Landing in Dallas on here, I'm going to cry.
So, you said who?
Dallas, Dynasty, and Knots Landing. Those were all primetime soaps. I'll bet Knots Landing is on here.
Dallas came in 1978.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Knots Landing, I think, is on here. And I'm pretty sure it might be on JV. It might be on JV. I keep going, but I'm pretty sure it might be on JV.
What about Dynasty?
And Dynasty, it's really close to the Knots Landing, so it's probably on JV as well.
I so vividly remember Wednesday nights was Dynasty, Thursday nights was Knots Landing, and Friday nights was Dallas. Yeah, and my mom was always out partying, so I was watching those with my grandma.
Dallas came out in 1978, so yeah. But because I knew as much once this was like that. This was all right. Amanda, number 21, Hill Street Blues, 1981. Verse number 80, The 13 Ghosts of Scooby Doo, 1985.
I'll go with Hill Street Blues. My grandma loves that.
Okay, and Casey,
Hill Street Blues is probably a better show, so I'll go with Hill Street Blues.
I heard Kill Street Blues when you said that.
Hill Street Blues will play Mama's Family in the next round. Casey, number 22, Inspector Morse, 1987. Verse number 79, Alf, 1986.
What number is Alf?
79.
What in the actual fuck? Okay.
Alf was one of my favorite shows growing up as a kid. I won't vote against it until I have to. Alf.
Amanda?
Yeah, Alf is a top 10 80s show. They're out of their damn minds.
Okay. I mean, I can't see getting into it. It is what it is.
It was gone before you were born, Dre.
Yeah.
No. I know about Alf. It definitely was going born before I was born, too. However, I know about Alf. It just, me personally, I wasn't the biggest fan of Alf or E.T. because they both look like shit. All right. So,
at least Alf was funny.
Amanda, number 23, Quantum Leap, 1989, versus number 78, The Cosby Show, 1984.
Wait, Quantum Leap is rated higher than the freaking Cosby Show is?
Yep.
So, two things real quick. The reboot of Quantum Leap is fantastic. If you liked Quantum Leap and you aren't watching it, you need to be watching it. It's really fucking good. Second, I told Casey earlier that because I watched that Quiet on Set thing today, I am drenched in ick, and I wasn't sure if I could vote for the Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. So now I don't know what to do. Can Casey vote first?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, I know what's going to happen, but I'm going to vote for Quantum Leap. I ain't voting for Cosby this round.
All right. Casey.
So I feel like there's also another statement that Amanda forgot to bring up, and that's the one that we all came up with as a network. Art over artist.
Not today, Satan. Not today, Satan.
It's up to you, Casey.
I see where you're coming from, though, with your feelings, because I watched half of that damn documentary today, and I haven't even gotten to the two bad episodes yet. And I feel like I still
need like three showers today. Anyway, go ahead. Cosby Show is going to move on. It's fine.
Cosby
Show does move on, but I mean, Amanda is right, though. If you haven't seen Quiet on Set, the documentary, I mean, it's one thing everybody should watch, but it is a hard watch. I'm going to say that literally right now. It's a hard watch. But if you're a Nickelodeon fan, you probably should watch it.
If you watched that Corey Feldman documentary, that movie that he did, which keep the topic out of it, but if you watched that, it's very heavy like that was. So,
all right. Casey, number 24.
The one where you added Charlie Sheen?
And Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Number 24, The Golden Girls, 1985. Versus number 77, yep. Tales from the Dark Side, 1983.
Rat, bastard.
Not Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Dark Side.
No, I know.
Which Tales from the Crypt
Tales
is
from the Dark Side is just as fucking good, too.
Mm-hmm. Tales from the Crypt is on that 90s Tales bracket, right?
It's either 80s or 90s, but it's definitely one of my number two. Casey, would you pick?
Tales from the Dark Side fucking was broadcast TV fucking version of Tales from the Crypt. So if you were too poor to have HBO, you could have Tales from the Dark Side. The fucking Golden Girls. I can't vote against the Golden Girls.
All right,
yeah, it's definitely Golden Girls. I can't believe that's 24.
And the Golden Girls will play Family Ties in the next round.
Son of a bitch.
All right, man. The number 25 and one of the most creepy fucking TV shows I've ever watched in my damn life, Zoobly Zoo, 1986.
It's never creepy. Heard of it.
Whoa, okay. Birth number 76, Generations, 1989. Zoobly Zoo wasn't bad. It was a kid show. It was just a kid show for kids. But the makeup and the costumes made it creepy as fuck for a lot of kids.
I cannot tell you how angry this is making me right now. Whatever the second one was, pick that one.
Generations? All right.
Sure.
Casey, Zoobly Zoo or Generations?
Fuck.
Yeah, Generations.
Right. Murder, She Wrote.
You're not going to let that go, are you?
No, I'm pissed.
Casey, number 26, Pee-wee's Playhouse, 1986.
Oh, yes.
Versus number 75, Max Headroom, 1987.
Pee-wee's
Playhouse. I'll say this isn't difficult.
Amanda.
Definitely Pee-wee's Playhouse.
And while they pick Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I was trying to come up with something witty to say about Max Headroom, but.
Oh.
Basically a ripoff of the damn commercial.
Pee-wee's Playhouse will play V in the next round.
Sweet.
Amanda, number 27, Sledgehammer, 1986. Versus number 74, Jim. I'm pretty sure there's Jim in the
holograms. Jim the holograms.
But it just said Jim, though. That's the thing.
Is it J-E-M?
Yeah.
J-E-M, yeah.
Yeah, then it's Jim in the holograms. And yes, that's absolutely my vote.
Yeah, so yeah, it's the TV show is called Jim. That's what it said.
Maybe that is what it was called. I thought it was called Jim in the holograms. But I could either way, that's the choice.
I know that's right. What the band was, but... Yeah.
I know that too.
I'll vote for the one that's truly, truly, truly outrageous. and that would be Jim. Right.
I see what you did there.
Casey, number 28, Married with Children, 1987.
Yep. All day long.
Version number 73, Stingray, 1986.
Who?
Oh, easily. Married with Children. Al Bundy.
All right. And Amanda.
Yep.
And Mary High Church five, will play Out of This World. Number 29, Paradise, 1988. versus number 72, Miami Vice, 1984.
Oh, Miami Vice. Ooh, Don Johnson. Wow.
Casey?
Miami Vice, but still, how the hell is Miami Vice rated this fucking low?
Yeah.
That's one of the most iconic shows. We haven't got Magnum P.I. yet.
Huh. Speaking of the devil, Casey, number 30, Voyagers, 1982, versus number 71, Magnum P.I., 1980.
You better never vote against the
Magnum P.I. No. That mustache was as iconic as the show.
Yeah, absolutely, Magnum P.I. Is Knight Rider the next one?
No, not the next one.
Okay. What the fuck is Knight Rider?
It's on here. I just don't know if it's JV or Varsity. So, number 31, Amanda, Tales of the Gold Monkey, 1982. Versus number 70, The A-Team, 1983.
The A-Team. I don't even know what The Gold Monkey is, but I'm sure it's not as good as Murder, She Wrote.
Casey.
The A-Team.
I'm never getting over this.
Casey.
Yeah.
Number 32, Dungeons and Dragons, 1983. Versus number 69, 30-something, 1987.
Oh, I forgot about that show.
30-something?
Yeah.
I'll go 30-something. Even though Amanda. I never really watched it. It was too old for me.
Yeah. I'm 30 something. My mom watched it and I remember thinking it was kind of interesting, but yeah, it was too mature for us for sure.
Amanda, number 33, DuckTales. Sue. 1987 versus number 68, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, 1983.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Blame IMDb.
I am. Somebody at IMDb is getting a very strongly worded email for this.
Blame IMDb.
It hurts my heart, but DuckTales was the better show.
Casey.
He-Man's not going out with a fucking sweep, so He-Man and Dre, you can vote DuckTales.
Yeah, DuckTales will play Unsolved Mysteries in the next round.
Ooh. Yeah, that was... That was the worst one so far to me. Mm-hmm.
Casey, number 34, The Transformers, 1984. Versus number 67, 48 Hours, 1988.
Transformers.
Amanda?
I mean, if it weren't for shows like 48 Hours, I might not have known how to handle myself out in the real world, so I'm going with 48 Hours.
And Transformers moves on. Transformers will play Square Pegs in the next round. Amanda, number 35, Tales from the Crypt, 1989. Versus number 66, The Yellow Rose, 1983.
God damn it. What? Yes, Tales from the Crypt. What the hell is The Yellow Rose?
I can say that later.
Casey, I don't even care.
It was ranked better than Murder, She Wrote.
Don't tell me. I don't care.
Casey?
Tales from the Crypt.
Tells from the Crypt, we'll play Monsters in the next round. Ha! That goes together.
That's funny.
Casey, number 30.
We made that right.
Casey, number 36, Saint Elsewhere, 1982. Verse number 65, Mission Impossible, 1988.
Saint Elsewhere gave us Mr. Feeney before Mr. Feeney was Mr. Feeney.
Also give you Denzel Washington. Don't skip the man.
Well, no, I'm not just putting it all on Feeney, but yeah, I mean, we got Denzel, we got Howie Mandel, mm-hmm. Mark Harmon was a part of Saint mm-hmm. Elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mark Harmon.
I mean, Saint Elsewhere.
Amanda.
Not to mention, Saint Elsewhere gave us ER and Grey's Anatomy, Chicago Med. So yes, Saint Elsewhere.
And Saint Elsewhere,
will walk so everybody else can run.
Yeah. Saint Elsewhere will give us. We'll play the all-new Mickey Mouse Club in the next round.
Aww.
Amanda, number 37, Cheers, 1982.
Ooh, that is blasphemous.
Verse number 64, Fridays, 1980.
Who? Cheers.
Again, higher than Murder, She Wrote.
Well, Cheers, we'll play Beetlejuice in the next round. Casey. Number 38, Voltron, Defender of the Universe, 1984. Verse number 63, Adventures of the Gummy Bears, 1985.
Aww.
Again, two iconic Saturday morning cartoons that I enjoy. Where's Muppet Babies? Every Saturday.
They're on there, but I'm not sure it's JB or Varsity, though. But
right, I know yeah, I'm sure. I bet it's JB.
Gummy bear bouncing here and there and everywhere. Gummy bears.
Okay, you pick gummy bears, Amanda.
Wow, I did not see that coming. I'm picking Voltron.
Oh shit! Well, the Voltron moves on. Then I was getting ready to put Gummy Bears over, but Voltron moves on and we'll play Glow, Glorious Woman of Wrestling.
My brother and I liked Voltron a lot.
All right, Amanda.
So did I. I mean,
Sophie's
fucking choice.
Amanda, a TV number 39, TV show that I remember but don't remember for some fucking reason. So number 39, Fraggle Rock, 1983. Like I remember it but don't remember it. But number 39, Fraggle Rock, 1983. Verse number 62, Not Necessarily Their News, 1982.
What was the second one?
Not Necessarily Their News, 1982.
Okay, that I'm sorry if you guys can hear that. They're mowing outside my fence. Definitely.
That's the second thing I've done today where they've been mowing outside.
Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down to Fraggle Rock.
Casey?
Definitely down to Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock will play Alf in the next round.
So, Dre, Fraggle Rock is like if Alf was a whole like planet and it was all Alfs, but they're more colorful. They're like Muppets and Alf combined. And they live underground.
You had me at Muppets. You lost me at Alf.
However, I mean the way they look. The Fraggles have big noses.
Speaking of Muppets, though, Casey, number 40, Thundercats, 1985. Ooh. Versus number 61, Muppet Babies,
1984. No! No!
This is, oh my God, the pain. Oh,
no, Jesus God. You just broke me.
Oh.
I just scared my dog.
Casey, Thundercats and Muppet Babies.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to blow my load.
Nope. You
can't do that here.
Wrong show.
Muppet Babies.
All right. Amanda, Thundercats and Muppet Babies.
Yeah. Muppet Babies, we make our dreams come true.
Muppet Baby.
Muppet Babies is one of my all-time favorite shows growing up.
All right, so Muppet Baby moves on, apparently. Amanda, number 41, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1987, the cartoon.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Verse number 60, Thunder the Barbarian, 1980.
Oh, God, Ninja Turtles, that was easy.
Casey.
Ninja Turtles.
And Ninja Turtles will play the Cosby Show in the next round.
Oh, Jesus.
Casey, number 42, Werewolf, 1987. Verse number 59, In the Heat of the Night, 1988.
In the Heat of the Night.
Amanda.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
They call me Mr. Tibbs. Amanda picked In the Heat of the Night for anybody that didn't know that.
Yes, sorry. If somebody listening doesn't know that, then I have.
I do have young people listening.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people probably don't. I'm sorry. I forget that I'm old.
Amanda, number 43, Wise Guy, 1987. Verse number 58, MacGyver, 1985.
MacGyver.
And Casey?
Yep. MacGyver.
All right.
All right. That guy did the coolest fucking shit with like
nothing.
A piece of gum and like a tripwire from that's been dead for 10 years.
I'm sorry. I know we're beating a broken record here, but and Murder, She Wrote and 21 Jump Street couldn't make it into the fucking bracket.
And Designing Women and Perfect Strangers.
Like, so, The Equalizer.
Well, I mean, they did make it in.
Casey, number 44, The Equalizer versus number 57, Moonlighting. Both on 1985.
I didn't know The Equalizer was a show back then. Mm-hmm. I know it's a show now based off
Queen Latifah's spinoff.
The Equalizer and Queen Latifah's fucking
insane. It's a spinoff of a spinoff of an American show. Spinoff of a movie.
Okay.
The movie off the show. All right. Yeah. Casey, The Equalizer or Moonlighting?
Moonlighting.
Amanda?
Moonlighting.
And Moonlighting moves on. Amanda, number 45, Newhart, 1982. Casey, number 12, and number 56, or verse number 56, The Real Ghostbusters, 1986.
What was it up against?
What?
Amanda, Newhart,
yeah,
versus The Real Ghostbusters, 1986. Wow, Amanda hurts her heart. Let's check out the spam, shall we?
Versatile as Pip.
Mm-hmm. For anybody watching, that's our spam right there. There you go.
Yeah.
Love all right. It. Amanda, Newhart or the Real Ghostbusters?
This sucks. This really, really sucks. I'm going with The Real Ghostbusters.
Casey?
The Real Ghostbusters.
Damn, Newhart was a good show.
So I didn't know that they had to make the Ghostbusters had to make that the name the Real Ghostbusters because somebody took Ghostbusters from them, which was horrible, by the way.
Yeah.
I did not know that. All right, Casey. Oh, which the other Ghostbusters is on the JV bracket? I'm just letting you know that right now it is. Okay. Casey, number 46, Cover Up, 1984. Versus number 55, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, 1989.
Yeah, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
And Amanda?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I wonder when Harvey's coming. He's already met y'all guys.
Oh, he's just now getting here, Harvey. Yeah. I don't want to hear anything. If you have not listened, my dude, you're not going to like
it. Yeah, exactly.
Not us, but the bracket in general.
He's not going to bring him on tonight. That's all I want him on. All right, Casey, number 47, G.I. Joe, 1985. Versus number 54, Super Dave, 1987.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, Harvey, Murder, She Wrote didn't even make it into this freaking bracket.
It did. It was a plan.
No, we didn't pick it.
That's your fault.
It shouldn't have been a plan. It should have been on the list. Anyway.
G.I. Joe or Super Dave, Casey?
Super Dave.
Okay, Amanda.
I don't know Super Dave. I'm going G.I. Joe.
And G.I. Joe was on.
Tell him the four play-ins real quick.
Okay, so
Dave was on Showtime, and it was a hilarious stuntman. It was like Home Improvement, only with a stuntman that always screwed up everything and ended up damn near killing himself.
All right, so G.I. Joe will play Generations in the next round. And she went, Harvey, this is the varsity bracket. So, I mean, these four TV shows were a play-in. They were Perfect Strangers, Designing Women, 21 Jump Street, and Murder, She Wrote. Those four were play-ins. All right.
And there's a wealth of other crap that made it in that those four weren't better than.
If Harvey was here...
And Harvey says,
the Muppet Babies, come on.
Harvey said, also, Thundercats lost, y'all bug them. And wow. Okay, so Amanda, number 48, Midnight Caller, 1988. Versus number 53, Rags to Riches, 1987.
Rags to Riches, I don't even know the other one.
Casey.
And before I vote Rags to Riches, I just want to say this. Don't wow us, Harvey. I voted, Amanda and I voted Moonlighting through, so at least you got that one.
Hey, we love Moonlighting.
Exactly.
So when Harvey would come on and do his selfie, he's more than welcome to. All right. Racks of bitches. All right. Casey, number 49, The Twilight Zone, 1985. Verse number 52, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, 1988.
Twilight Zone.
Amanda?
Yeah.
And Twilight Zone will play Jim and the Holograms in the next round.
And so I'm by myself.
I'm and last but not least, Amanda, number 50, The Young Writers, 1989, versus number 51, Night Court, 1984.
Murder, She Wrote. No, Night Court, definitely Night Court.
Casey,
Night Court.
And Night Court moves on, so which means that Night Court will play Miami Vice in the next round, which also means, because y'all went a little bit crazy on that. So, Rags to Riches will play Magnum P.I. Chippendale Rescue Rangers will play the A-Team. The Real Ghostbusters will play 30-something. Moonlighting will play Muppet Babies. And MacGyver will play In the Heat of the Night. Ooh. All right, let's go round two.
Amanda, you made these rankings.
Amanda, the Simpsons or Designing Women?
I know, but Designing Women. It's way more 80s.
Casey?
21 Jump Street.
The Simpsons or Designing Women?
The Simpsons is still on. Come on.
Yeah, but it's Designing Women.
That's what I'm saying. It's still in the 80s. Maybe early 90s. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm not a huge Simpsons fan. Longevity-wise, The Simpsons should move on, but I think that Designing Women was more 80s, so I'll go Designing Women.
Yay!
Right. Designing Women moves on. Casey, Star Trek Next Generation or Perfect Strangers?
I'm all about hurting Josh's heart, not Star Trek The Next Generation.
So Perfect Strangers. Amanda?
Yeah, definitely. I'm all about Balky.
All right. Amanda, offers Hitchcock Presents or Hey Dude?
All right, I'm going with Alfred Hitchcock because it is more 80s. Hey Dude is more 90s.
Casey?
Definitely. Spoiler alert, tune in October 1st for a very special episode of An Evening at the Movies. Details to come later. Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
And Alfred Hitchcock Presents will play Designing Women in the next round.
No.
Casey, Reading Rainbow or Kids Inappropriate?
I'm not done with Fergie yet. Kids Incorporated.
Amanda?
Yeah, I related more to that show.
Okay.
FYI, Hey Dude is on Paramount Plus. So I will be watching that soon. I need a rewatch of that shit.
Mm-hmm. All that classic stuff is all on Paramount. All right, Plus.
Amanda, The Wonder Years or Garfield and Friends?
Ugh. Garfield is my spirit animal, but I got to go with Wonder Years.
Casey?
Yeah, Wonder Years.
And The Wonder Years will play Perfect Strangers in the next round.
No. Why are you with Kids Incorporated? Why are you mad?
It's Reading Rainbow. I was kind of mad at myself too. I was heated in my brain. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? But it's y'all bracket, so it is what it is. Okay. So Casey, China Beach or Spider-Man and his amazing friends?
Spider-Man.
And Amanda.
Spider-Pig. I mean Spider-Man.
All right, Amanda. Hill Street Blues or Mama's Family?
Mama's Family.
Casey.
Mama.
And Mama's favorite moves on. Casey, the Golden Girls or Family Ties?
This is some horseshit butt fuckery.
Come on, though. You know. Come on.
Yeah, I grew up loving Alex P. Keaton. It's the only time I ever wanted to be a fucking Republican.
He might be the only Republican I've ever liked. I'm just kidding.
Casey?
Family Ties.
Give me Family Ties. Amanda?
Golden Girls.
I'm going to go Golden Girls here, too. But if you're watching live, then we know you should know that we have a draft episode coming up later on today. And I have a very, very, very shocking thing I need to say about Golden Girls. But we'll say that. But keep that to myself.
Are you going to hurt my feelings about Golden Girls?
I am. I promise I'm going to try not to. I promise. All right.
It can't be a comment about the lack of pigmentation, because obviously that is true. And oh my God, I would die for a black Golden Girls.
227. 227 is the black Golden Girls.
Okay. I forget about that because I haven't really seen it. Could you imagine like Viola Davis and like Octavia Spencer and Angela Bassett? And I don't know who else have it there on there.
Harvey says 90s. And yep. Evan said, what the fuck is the 80s?
Evan, get fucked.
Evan was born in the 90s. Right? He doesn't know what the 80s was. All right.
Uncultured swine.
Amanda, Pee Wee's Playhouse or V?
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
And Casey?
I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly.
Say for people that don't know.
Pee Wee.
Thank you. Pee Wee's Playhouse will play Spider-Man and his amazing friends in the next round. Casey, Married with Children or Out of This World?
Married with Children.
Amanda?
Yep.
And Married with Children will play Mama's Family in the next round.
Oh, that hurts.
Amanda, DuckTales or Unsolved Mysteries?
Shanna, don't unfriend me. DuckTales.
Sue. Casey.
Shanna, you can unfriend Amanda and double friend me. Unsolved Mysteries.
And DuckTales moves on. All right. Yeah, we got a quote for it. Life is like an airplane.
Here in Duckburg. Don't get me started. I'll sing the whole damn song.
All right. So
you're right.
And no, Casey, number 34, the Transformers or Square Pegs?
Transformers.
There's more than meets the eye. Amanda?
I'm right.
Forgot about that. Oh my God, I totally forgot about There's More Than Meets the Eye. Yeah, Transformers.
Amanda, Tales from the Crypt or Monsters?
Tales from the Crypt.
And Casey?
I would say that's an awful long pause for something that's so freaking blatantly obvious that Tales from the Crypt is better.
All right.
Tales from the Crypt.
Casey, St. Elsewhere or the all new Mickey Mouse Club?
Mr. Feeney.
Or Denzel.
Or Denzel or okay. Howie or Mark.
Because God of truth, I remember more to pre Mr. Feeney. I'm more from Knight Rider than I do from See Elsewhere. Me personally.
True. Oh, that's right.
He was Kit.
He was the voice of Kit.
That is right.
All right. Amanda, See
Elsewhere. I got to sit in the Kit car at Universal. Yeah, I'm
nice.
Going to
just
say elsewhere.
Nice. Amanda, Cheers or Doppler. Cheers or Beetlejuice?
Cheers.
Casey?
Yeah. Everybody knows my name.
All right. Cheers. So if anybody doesn't know, Casey's trying to say Cheers, but he said it a different way. So Cheers, people.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Casey.
You got to say the name of the show, Casey. Mm-hmm. Half our audience probably wouldn't even born when Cheers came on the air. Yes.
Yeah, and especially Evan.
Not my fault, Evan's an uncultured swine.
No, it's not his fault. He was born in the '90s either. All right. Anyway, Casey Voltron, Defender of the Universe, or GLOW, Glory's Ladies of Wrestling?
GLOW.
Amanda.
I don't really care, so I'll go with GLOW. That's fine. Maybe Casey will do me a favor later.
So GLOW will play DuckTales in the next round.
Might solve a mystery or rewrite history.
Amanda, Fraggle Rock or Alf?
No! What? That's not fair.
Harvey says Seen Elsewhere is amazing.
It was amazing. I am going with Fraggle Rock.
All right. Casey? Yeah,
Fraggle Rock.
So, we had Dre at the Muppets, but we lost him at Alf. And then the other choice is Alf. I'm going to go Alf and make Dre. I'm gonna go with Alf and make Dre rip the Band-Aid off.
And Fraggle Rock wins.
Yes.
Because even though that is half Muppets and half Alf, it's still half Muppets and fuck Alf. So there you go.
If they're Muppets, they just all have big noses like Alf.
All right, Casey. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or The Cosby Show?
Art over artist, Cosby Show.
Amanda?
I'm still covered in ick. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I have to go to Cosby Show here. Art over artist.
I figured that's what would happen.
I don't see Bill Cosby. I see Heathcliff Huskell. But that's what I keep telling myself. All right. So, Amanda, G.I. Joe or Generations?
Go, Joe. G.I. Joe.
And Casey?
Real American Hero.
Yeah, and Harvey says Cosby easily.
Okay, so Harvey, you weren't here. I totally agree, but you weren't here earlier when I was saying that I just watched the entire series of Quiet on Set, and so I am literally covered in layers of ick right now. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was like, I can't do it.
All right, Casey, The Twilight Zone or Jim in the Holograms?
Come on, Casey. Hurt me.
Twilight Zone.
Casey picked Twilight Zone. Amanda.
It's Jim. I mean, Twilight Zone is great, but it's Jim.
And Jim and Jim moves on. Sorry.
Thank you, Gary.
See, I did you a favor.
And Jim will play the Transformers in the next round.
Ooh.
I'm not the big fan of the Twilight Zone. She was. Shit's boring to me, and because I'm not easy scared and this shit, so it's just fucking boring to me.
I didn't think it was scary, but
I mean, it's still boring to me. And I'm glad Harvey here too, so because I went to All the Smoke too. One of the most overrated theme songs of all time. Yeah, I said it. Twilight Zone is one of the most overrated theme songs. All that shit is boring. Yeah, I said it and I say it again. I want All Smoke just because iconic does not mean it's not boring. There you go.
No. Right. Okay. You're out of your damn
mind. Nope. You gave me that platform to say it. I was going to say it. So, Amanda, Night Court or Miami Vice?
Miami Vice. Miami Vice, number one new show.
Can't touch this. all right, Casey, Night Court or Miami Vice?
Night Court.
All right, Night Court. Night Court moves on for me, actually.
That's fine. Yeah, they're both amazing.
Casey, Rags to Riches or Magnum PI?
Magnum.
Amanda?
I will always be voting for the Mustache Ride, Magnum PI.
And Magnum PI will play Tales from the Crypt in the next round.
No, 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 no.
Amanda.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amanda, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers or the A Team?
A Team.
Casey.
A team.
I don't want to play anymore.
Chippin' Dells, Rescue Rangers. And A team will play Saint Elsewhere in the next round.
Ooh.
Casey, the real Ghostbusters are 30 something.
Thirty-something's probably a better show. I'll go with that.
Okay. Amanda. Ghostbusters. The real Ghostbusters moves on. I'm so really surprised that you didn't put that. Okay.
Me too.
Amanda, Moonlighting or Muppet Babies?
Fuck. Muppet Babies.
That's a lot of fucks.
All right. So Harvey said that 30-something is a better, overall, much better show than Real Ghostbusters.
It probably was. Yeah, well, it was too mature for us at that, when it came out. We weren't old enough to understand.
Harvey can cast my vote for this next one, to fucking Muppet Babies and Moonlighting.
No, because we got to keep going. Come on, buddy. Pick one.
Moonlighting.
All right. So Muppet Baby moves on.
Harvey's going to kill all of us.
Probably.
And not me. I voted Moonlighting.
Muppet Babies will play Cheers in the next round. And Casey, MacGyver or In the Heat of the Night?
You're in deep trouble now. In the Heat of the Night.
Amanda?
MacGyver.
Oh, In the Heat of the Night moves on.
Okay, Harvey, I was too young to fully understand Moonlighting. I remember watching it and thought it was a cool show. I love the Muppet Babies, and it was part of my childhood. So maybe you older people understood Moonlighting. I was too young for it.
And The Heat of the Night will play Fraggle Rock, which means that the real Ghostbusters will play The Cosby Show. And Night Court will play G.I. Joe. So we're on the third round, the highest seeded move TV show will get a bye to the quarterfinals. All right, Amanda, Alfred Hitchcock Presents or Designing Women?
Designing Women.
Casey?
What's Designing Women up against?
Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
So if I go this way, am I off the hook now? If I vote Designing Women?
Yes.
Okay, Designing Women.
Thank you.
All right, Designing Women moves on. Casey, The Wonder Years or Perfect Strangers?
I hate this.
A little help from our friends.
Oh, I need a little help.
You know you wanted Winnie growing up. You might as well pick it.
The Wonder Years of Perfect Strangers.
But I enjoyed doing the Dance of Joy, too.
True.
Perfect Strangers.
Amanda.
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years moves on. Yes. However, though, I do want to give a shout out to Perfect Strangers because I think that is the show that came from it was a better show, which is Fan Matters.
Mork and Mindy? Oh. Or wait, did Perfect Strangers come from Mork and Mindy? They're intertwined, right? Which one is Mork and Mindy?
Mork and Mindy didn't come from Happy Days, I think.
Mork and Mindy came off of Happy Days.
Oh,
Happy
okay. Days, my yeah. bad. Never mind.
Strangers was the foundation for Family
Fan Matters.
That's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amanda. Golden Girls or Kids Incorporated?
Golden Girls.
Casey?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Fergie, but Golden Girls.
And the Golden Girls will play Designing Women in the next round.
No!
Casey?
Woman on woman. Uh-huh.
Apparently, Perfect Strangers was so much better than Family Matters. Mm. Again, I want smoke. You can have that debate if you want to. All right, Casey, Pee Wee Playhouse and Watch Your Feet. It might be Sticky, or Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Pee-wee.
Amanda?
Yeah, definitely Pee-wee's Playhouse. Uh-oh. Throw it down.
You don't want that debate, buddy. Pick a better battle for yourself. Pick a better battle for yourself, buddy. All right. Amanda.
What the hell did he say now?
He said time and place for that for Pepperton versus Finn Matters. And Amanda, you are muted, by the way, so I can't hear you. But is Married with Children or Mama's Family?
Married with Children.
Casey.
Thank you. Married with Children.
Casey, DuckTales or Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
DuckTales.
Amanda?
Definitely DuckTales.
Amanda, The Transformers or Jim? Or Jim and the Holograms?
Jim. Imagine that they combine those shows. The power? Oh my God. Okay.
Casey?
Transformers?
Yeah, I'll with you until that, Amanda, but it had to be Transformers for me. There's more to meet the eye.
Well, of course. I mean, the boy vote's going to outrank the girl vote. I mean,
I moved on a couple things for boy versus girl. So, I mean, I'm not telling you that at all. I just think that Transformers to me was the better show.
Did you even watch Jim? I doubt it.
Not at all. Okay, then. So that means it's a better show.
She was a crime fighter. She had like magic earrings that could change her from like regular gym to like concert gym, and like, you guys are stupid.
Okay. Amanda, Tales from the Crypt or Magnum PI?
No. All right, I'm gonna go back to my criteria from earlier. To me, Tales from the Crypt is more 90s. That's what I associate it with. So I'm gonna go for Magnum PI. That is super 80s.
Casey.
Hawaiian shirt and the mustache. Oh,
not cutting anybody's throat. Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt moves on. I like horror more than I like mustache rods.
I mean, that's fine. It's just I'm thinking about what's more 80s, and you know. Yeah.
Casey, Saint Elsewhere or the A-Team.
Ooh.
Saint Elsewhere.
Amanda.
A-Team.
Ooh. I'm going to go see Elsewhere. I actually do watch that show a lot.
I'm not mad. Yeah. I'm surprised at that. I thought you
versus Denzel.
But A-Team was so much fun. I thought that was like every...
The A-Team was fun. But you know what fucked me over with A-Team too? That god-awful remake movie that they came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
that shit was horrible. Wasn't good. All right, Amanda, Cheers or Muppet Babies?
It's obviously Cheers, but damn it.
Casey?
Cheers.
All right, Amanda, if you would have picked Muppet Babies, I would have put Muppet Babies on, God of Truth.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to lie and pretend that Muppet Babies is better than Cheers. I know
No, I mean, it's a toss-up, but listen, I love Muppet Babies. I'm not going to lie. The classic for me, it is what it is. Casey, Fraggle Rock or In the Heat of the Night?
Down to Fraggle Rock.
It's carried away.
Amanda?
Fraggle Rock.
Ooh, yeah, damn mine.
Down to Fraggle Rock.
All right.
Okay, In the Heat of the Night was great, but again, it was like we were too young for it.
Listen, y'all bracket.
Yeah,
Amanda, The Cosby Show or The Real Ghostbusters?
Cosby Show.
And Casey.
Again, I'm not going to lie.
And last but not least, Casey is doing you, and I will let you know that whoever wins will play Pee Wee's Playhouse in the next round.
Ooh.
All right. Is it G.I. Joe or Night Court?
Night Court.
And Amanda?
Yeah, Night Court.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Anytime I can bring this up, I always will. There is a very underrated movie from the 80s called Blind Date, and it has Bruce Willis, Kim Basinger, and John Larroquette. And John Larroquette is like peak physical comedy in this movie. It's so great. If you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it.
Okay. Night Court will play Pee Wee's Playhouse. which means that the Cosby Show will play Married with Children. Fraggle Rock will play DuckTales.
No!
Cheers will play the Transformers. And St. Elsewhere will play Tales from the Crypt.
Wow.
All right, we're on round four. Round four, the lowest part of this bracket will automatically go to the semifinals. Casey, are you ready?
Yes.
The Golden Girls or Designing Women?
Oh my God. Golden Girls.
Amanda.
Yeah, it's Golden Girls.
You took the Designing Women as far as it could go.
I really did, and I'm very happy about it. Designing Women was fantastic.
Amanda, Pee-wee's Playhouse or Night Court?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Casey.
Night Court.
No.
Night Court moves on.
Come on.
Night Court.
You're telling me in our childhoods you related more and liked Night Court more than Pee-wee's Playhouse?
I wasn't around with your childhood.
I am talking to I know you. Sorry, I was talking to Casey.
Ick Factor.
Bullshit.
Night Court will play the Wonder Years in the next round.
Lots of people masturbate in public, Casey. Jesus. At least he just did it to himself and didn't bother anybody else.
Well, it bothered you, stepped in it. What the fuck?
Okay, well, Bill Cosby roofied people. So if we're going to art before artists.
I didn't say anything about that, the art or artist thing. You said that it didn't. I'm only going off of what you said about it and didn't mess with anybody.
No, because Casey said ick factor. So that's why I was like, well.
All right. Well, speaking of Bill Cosby, Amanda, Married with Children on the Cosby Show.
Married with Children.
Casey?
Yes.
Yes.
Married with Children.
All right. Married with Children moves on.
Bye, Huxtables. You're good, though.
Casey, DuckTales or Fraggle Rock?
DuckTales.
Sue. Amanda.
Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Jack, what's up, homie?
I know what's going to happen, so I'm going to vote for Fraggle Rock.
Oh, DuckTales definitely moves on.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And Harvey says, B.S. Cosby ruled the 80s. Oh, I don't know about ruling the 80s, because, I mean, he only did that one thing. Oh, and he had a Cosby kid.
The 80s.
Yeah. But ruled means that he was all over the place. He wasn't like Eddie or Molly. Yeah.
But Married with Children did too. I feel like that vote could really go either way and be okay.
Amanda, the Transformers are Cheers.
Cheers.
Casey?
Yes. Cheers.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm glad you said that, because Cheers will play the Golden Girls in the next round.
We have a girl in this bracket.
Casey, sorry. Last but not least, so whoever wins out of this next matchup will play Married with Children, which means that DuckTales is automatically in the final four.
Oh.
Okay. Casey, Tales from the Crypt or St. Elsewhere? Amanda.
Tales from the Crypt.
And Tales from the Crypt moves on. Tales from the Crypt will play Married with Children in the next round. All right, we're in the quarterfinals. Oh. DuckTales automatically in the final four. You need to see what other three shows is in the final four. Amanda, are you ready?
I guess.
The Wonder Years from Night Court.
Wonder Years.
Casey.
Yeah, I guess Wonder Years.
All right, so Wonder Years is in the final four. Casey, the Golden Girls are Cheers.
I personally prefer Cheers, but I have a feeling I know how this is going to go down.
Amanda.
Golden Girls.
I am going to go Golden Girls here. However, I still have the same thing I have to say later on today.
I came up with that topic. Please don't hurt my feelings about the Golden Girls.
I promise I will not try to hurt your feelings. Scout's honor, I would not try.
No, I'm not going to try, but I'm still going to do it.
Amanda, Married with Children or Tales from the Crypt?
Married with Children.
Casey.
I hate this matchup. Yeah. Married with Children.
And Married with Children will play the Golden Girls, which means that DuckTales will play the Wonder Years. So your final four is DuckTales, the Wonder Years, Married with Children, and the Golden Girls. Now, like always, I do these brackets for myself just to make sure that everything's will be okay. You want to guess how many of the final four we have in common? Casey one. Says zero. Amanda says one. Which one is it?
You tell us.
No, I got to guess.
I'm saying one.
Which one is it?
Oh! Sorry. That was like the who's on first thing. Golden Girls.
So, we do have one in common, but it's not the Golden Girls.
Married with Children.
It's not Married with Children.
Okay.
We have DuckTales. We have DuckTales in common.
Nice.
I actually love DuckTales. My final four is really heavy on the cartoons. Actually, I'm not gonna lie to you. I saw this first one. So it's the Cosby Show, Dragon Ball Z, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
And DuckTales. I went
every
heavy,
day they're
heavy.
Out there making DuckTales.
Woo-woo. All right. So, yeah, those are four. However, though, it's not about me, it's about you two. And Harvey says DuckTales is in, but Cosby Show, Miami Vice aren't. Fugazi.
I voted for Miami Vice. Those two voted against me.
Okay, well, it happens. So, the winners go to the finals, losers go to the third place game. We have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Casey, are you ready? Actually, you know what? You know what? No. I'm going to be evil again like I did last time. Casey, you know what I mean when I said that. Since only two of you, I couldn't do the last round when we had three. So, I do this round, we have two. So, I'm going to give you each a matchup. Whatever you say, go.
What?
Whatever you say goes.
Yep.
I don't understand.
Which means, like, I'm gonna give you one.
I pick
matchup.
One. You pick one.
Yep. Okay. And whatever you say, we'll go to the finals. Whoever loses, okay. We'll go to the third place game. Amanda, since you're a lady, I'm gonna let you go first. You could choose A or B.
But A, because my name starts with an A.
Okay, that means that whatever you pick out of this first matchup goes into the finals, no matter what Casey thinks.
Okay.
All right. The Wonder Years of DuckTales.
Jesus Christ. Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years automatically moves on. However, though, Casey.
It fucking sucks.
Casey, for dexterity purposes, what would you pick out of Wonder Years of DuckTales?
Probably would have been the Wonder Years.
Harvey said he would do this bracket and bring it back to reality.
You know what, Harvey? I want to see you do it because you're acting like yes. This is so fucking easy, but you weren't here for that whole first round. So bite me.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right, Casey, wherever you say goes. Is it the Golden Girls or Married with Children?
Oh, damn it. Thank you for being a friend.
I know what I want to pick, but I'm going to get hate for doing it.
You are not, Casey. You pick what you want, honey.
We'll make these for you. Hold on. I'll make these for you. There you go. Casey. Casey.
Oh, well, then now that she's married with children.
Married with Children moves on to the finals. For dexterity purposes, Amanda, what would you pick?
Golden Girls.
I'll pick Married with Children, God's truth. So
I know, but
so let's do the third place game first. Lady and gentleman, you literally just went through 104 of varsity TV shows of the 80s, according to IMDb.
That I guarantee mean, you Harvey could not do a better job on.
Add them to the fuck you list.
I want to see what the third place TV show is. Amanda, is it number 24, The Golden Girls? No, or number 33, DuckTales?
Golden Girls.
Casey?
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is third. DuckTales fourth, but it's not about third. It's about the best, Casey. I need to know what number one show is. It's number 13, The Wonder Years. Or number 28, Married with Children.
Who's first?
Casey.
Oh.
I'm going to throw up a Hail Mary, and I'm going to go Married with Children and hope for the best.
Amanda.
Well, it doesn't matter, but Wonder Years. Wonder Years is way better than Married with Children.
Okay. Married with Children wins the whole thing.
Y'all are dumb.
Married with Children number one, The Wonder Years number two, The Golden Girls number three, and DuckTales number four. How do you guys feel about that?
It's fine.
It's not horrible. I mean,
no, they're all great shows. Yeah.
So I do want to.
Well, not all of them are great shows. Some of those ones from back in the front half of this damn episode are hot garbage because 21 jumps.
All right, Harvey, and... shut your mouth. You don't know. You weren't there.
So
that first round was freaking murderous, Harv. You need to do this bracket.
So. TV shows that did not make JV or varsity is the Tortillas, whatever it's just called, Live with Kelly and Mark, The Masters, Pink Lady, Entertainment Tonight, and The Bold and the Beautiful. Those did not make JV or varsity.
Live with Kelly and Mark did not come out in the 80s.
It came in 1988.
No, it didn't.
I did my research. It came in 1988.
Wow.
So it was in 88, it wasn't live. Live with Kelly and Mark. It was live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Harvey, I agree. I didn't vote for Married with Children.
Live with Kelly and Mark.
You're a mess, Harvey.
Live with Kelly and Mark came out after.
According to everyone, I'm talking about IMDb, Google, and Wikipedia, it said 1988.
And we're talking Kelly Ripa and Mark.
So Casey's right. It was known as different things. So it was known as The Morning Show.
Okay.
So
okay.
Sorry.
It was known as
Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Then Live with Kelly and Michael.
Then Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah. So okay, that makes it different. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, well, I say this, I am going to give a glimpse of things that are in the JV bracket. We got the Tracy Ullman Show in the JV bracket. Ooh, the nice. The Smurfs, L.A. Law, Matlock, Saved by the Bell, WWF.
I was wondering where Saved by the Bell was.
The WWF Superstars, Fame, Coach, A Different World, Roseanne, Bernstein Bears,
ooh.
Cops,
Murphy Brown. Roseanne not in the varsity?
Murphy Brown, Cops, Amen, Inspector Gadget, Full House, A Pup Named Skibidoo, Airwolf, Wheel of Fortune, 227. Alvin and Chipmunks, American Gladiators.
And Happy Painting with Bob Ross was number one in this bracket.
Actually, had it was the only 80s show that had out of 10. Could they go out of 10? Only 80s show that had at least a nine.
Bullshit.
Literally, Family Matters, Major Dad, Mr. Belvedere. Dookie Hauser, Dynasty, Rambo, Ghostbusters, Freddy's Nightmares, and what that Jason's one is too on here as well. I think we'll pass it. The Care Bears.
Well,
Webster, Three's the Crowd, Baywatch, and Fast
Times. We should have done the JV bracket.
I asked you what your what bracket you want to do. This with this. All right, so let's.
I have no problem doing the JV bracket. Yeah, down the road if you want to do the 2-on-2 JV.
Let's say goodbye, starting with.
Hi. Well, not hi. I guess goodbye. But this was a lot of fun, I guess. Fuck these matchups and fuck Harvey's opinion because Harvey wasn't here and Harvey doesn't fucking know.
There are like 10 shows on there we've never even heard of. Sorry.
You can find An Evening at the Movies every Wednesday morning, wherever you get your podcast listening fix, and on YouTube as well. This was definitely a lot of fun. Lots of big stuff coming up. Like I said, stay tuned, and the announcement on the October 1st episode will be coming sometime this summer. So the Hiccup Queen can have the floor now.
I never get actual hiccups. It's really weird. I get like one or two random ones and that's it, but they're always super random. Hi, I am Amanda, host of The Sip List, co-host of An Evening at the Movies and Crime Rewind and Literature Reapers and all that jazz. We're wrapping up Women's History Month. I don't know when this will drop, so I'm sure Women's History Month will be over, but that's all we've got in the can right now. So next week, Dre and I and maybe Cam will be doing our top five female athletes. So if you want to go back and listen to any of our Women's March episodes, feel free to do that. And yeah, I'll see you girls in an hour.
Yes, what Amanda says is true. We'll be back for doing our draft episode in about an hour. Let me just give me a chance to walk outside because it's beautiful outside. It's like 75 degrees.
Not here.
Gorgeous. Well, that sucks for you because it's amazing here. So big shout out to the guys that are doing the first of many JV or varsity TV shows, either in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. Tomorrow live, we will have Kendra doing one of the 90s brackets. I'm not sure which one, but we will definitely win 90s brackets. We'll also have somebody doing tomorrow the wrestling bracket because apparently Josh pissed off a lot of people when he did his wrestling bracket. So we'll be doing that. And like always, if you ever want to come and do one of these brackets, I will never, ever, ever say no to it. You just gotta do a time. Howard, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Bye-bye.